Blog Talk Radio.
My. See, what God put that umbrella of love around you. I am Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and that song come into play, I told the storm. And we have been through a lot of storms in our life. If you're able to walk on what we call on earth at this point. So we want to thank that opportunity just to play that to get started. And I'm going to let it play a little bit in the background as well. Again, I'm Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and the host of Talking Real to You, Prime Time. We're at on WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. And we're really excited because you have an opportunity to be a part of an interactive platform. And we want you to be able to call in and share your thoughts. And the call-in number for the show is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell. Ask for your location. You can chat with our awesome guest, who I'm going to introduce in a minute, along with myself. And there's three other co-hosts that join. Matter of fact, four other co-hosts that join me from time to time. And I give them a shout-out. They hadn't joined us as of yet. We have help from the great state of Georgia. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and she's a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority, Incorporated. We have Miss Lauren D. Smith, member of Alpha Kappa Alpha Sorority, Incorporated. Then we have, from the great state of Florida, we have Lisa Levine, one of our hosts of our Wednesday night show, first and third Wednesday, and she's out of Boca Raton. And then out of the great state of California, we have a co-host out of Oakland, California. And this young lady, I tell you, she put the boots on the ground. She get out in the community, she do work, and her ministry is Owning My Own Truth. And I want everybody to remember that, because she's doing some awesome things out in Oakland. It's really nice that she put the boots on the ground. She literally put boots on and go out into the community, go in places that some of us will not go, that we're afraid to go. She provides for those needed individuals, the homeless individuals. She's just doing an awesome job, and that's none other than Tina Robinson. And I can tell you right now, the last co-host that will join us, she's an awesome young lady out of the great state of South Carolina, better known as Greenville, South Carolina. She's an author. She's a former educator. She's a counselor. And she just loves individuals. And one other thing, because we do have it in common, part of the Blue and White Family, she's a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority, Incorporated. So we give a shout out to Scarlett H. Black, out of the great state of South Carolina, and we're glad to have her. Now, if you also want to be a part of this show and talk to our special guest tonight, if you want to just check us out on seven different devices, meaning social media, we're being broadcast. That's why when we say with WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one. We're the first radio station to actually broadcast on all the social media devices and media sites that's available. We're truly excited because besides Blog Talk Radio, you can go to the web link and type in www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can go to Facebook, And you can check us out on Facebook. We're really excited about Facebook. If you're not a friend, you can make a request to be a friend. And that's DRL, D'Alberto Smith. Then we're also broadcasting on Big O Live. And that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. We're on Instagram. We're excited about being on Instagram. We're partnered with the Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. And that's Z Squad Greenville, 1981. Then we have the pleasure of being on TikTok. So we're really excited about being on TikTok. And it's truly an opportunity. Now, again, that's Dr. L. D'Alberto Smith. And last but not least, YouTube Television, the Smith Way Enterprise. So God has blessed us to be able to get the word out. And what I'm going to do now, I've been talking so now, got everybody booted up, ready to go. As you see, I'm reaching across. I'm making everybody alive now so they can make it do what it do. I'm so excited besides just having this special guest is just having the opportunity just to be here tonight. See, this week, again, is our spring break. I share with everybody. I work at the university, and we have spring break this week. As you know, everybody likes to take time to kind of relax and enjoy themselves. But I think I'm going to still broadcast my shows. I have a special guest, and I'll be broadcasting all week, all the shows we have scheduled this week. So I like giving back. This is a passion for me. And no one giving me anything. A lot of this is out of my pocket. But you have God bless you to give back. And we want you to be a part of that by just sharing interactively with us. We also want to let you know that you can check us out on the episode. And I have to go through all this process. We're on Blog Talk Radio. We're on Instagram. As well as Rockaway, TikTok, Truth, along with Twitter, along with Tumblr. We're all that. We put all our on-demand episodes, meaning all our episodes we play back on there. So we got a way to check it out. That's besides the one I already mentioned to you. But we also want to share. We tried it. We're enthused. And the way we want to give back to you is that we have a raffle called WBSW Radio Giveaway. We give away hotel stays very far, 5 nights and 6 days, where we take care of the hotel internationally or nationally, 3 nights and 4 days. We're going to pay for the luxury hotel from Atlanta to Hawaii, down to Mexico. We're working on getting to Canada, New Orleans, Las Vegas, Orlando. Then internationally, we're giving away trips to Paris, France, meaning what we pay for the hotel stay for 5 nights, Bali, and Dubai. So we want to give back, and especially we have a super people. They make sure we have those trips in place for the hotel stay. And then we have gift cards. We're going to be able to give food vouchers, gas vouchers. We give out what we call love offers. So what we'd like for you to do is send your name along with a means of transaction. You say, why the means of transaction? Remember I said last, we give love offers. See, if we have some means of transaction, we may send you $20, $30, $50, $100. We didn't ask you for that. We didn't want to have the information there, so we need your name along with the 4 means of transaction. We got 4 options there. If you don't have just one of them, it's fine. You got Cash App. All you have to do is send your name with your Cash App attachment that goes along, how we connect with you. PayPal, Venmo, or Zelle. Send it to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. or WBSW Radio, the internet station 23@gmail.com. That way we'll put your name in the raffle for the hotel stay, for all other things we give away. We have books we give away. We have some authors. We have authors that we purchase books, and we've been giving those books away to those individuals that want them. We pay for the postage. All you got to do is let me know where we need to send it. We want to make sure we're not just here just going through the motions. We want to be different. If we say we're number one, we're going to be number one because we're going to do the things that need to be done to make sure we stay at that point of being number one. But you see, we're giving back. So sometimes we have to purchase a lot of our gift cards and do that like that, or have the gas voucher, or just we have to. I missed one thing saying. I have a certain convenience store that I talk to the manager, and I'll just go there and I'll make sure you have my card. And people come and they come and I want to pay for my gas. That's how I got you. I'll pay for their gas. They said, I want something to eat, food. Okay, come on, go with that. One guy, I was out there, he was there. I can you get me a slice of pizza? Now I'll get you a whole pizza. See, God bless us to be able to do that on this radio station. So thank you for listening and joining us right now. Now, let's move toward our title of tonight's show. We've been doing this series for about a year and a half, Building Toward Achieving Our Dreams. And we've had many authors, many professional individuals, many business owners, administrators come on and share their thoughts. We have an awesome guest tonight. And I'm so glad that she's taking time to be here with us. And see, I'm going to introduce her, but I'm going to allow something that I was able to, and I'm going to say I swiped from her, from on her Facebook, that I want to be able to play that will give us an introduction to exactly what she's doing, and then she can come on and talk about exactly why we're here. Let me get it. I got to get it. Come on. It's acting up.
To share your inspiring story with the world, look no further than Blue Impressions Publishing, the premier publishing company that specializes in creating meaningful and impactful books and journals. Blue Impressions Publishing's veteran-owned by author Lena Payton Webb offers comprehensive services to bring your vision to life. Their mission is to empower writers, mental health professionals, consultants, coaches, and spiritual leaders to make a positive impact through their publication. Not only do they publish your words, they give you the strategy to be a successful author and earn an additional source of income. So whether you're an aspiring author or a seasoned writer, Blue Impressions Publishing is the publishing company for you. Don't let your story go untold. Visit the website today, yourartisticexpressions.com. You can also call 833-951-2665 to learn more about their services and to get started on your publishing journey. Blue Impressions Publishing, where inspiring stories leave a lasting impression. To share your inspiring story with the world.
Without further ado, our special guest, she's an author, a publisher. And I always say when you own a business, you're a business owner. She's truly a member of one of the greatest sorority areas, the Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. She's a member of the P9. And on top of that, she's a vet through all the different social media sites. It might be somebody's type of question in, and I might come as we move forward. It might not be on the just printed copy of the generic format. It may be they have questions. Also, when we have individuals that are co-hosts that join us, they have questions. But right now, with you and I and the great audience that we have waiting on Pins and Needles, just want to know exactly about who they will be speaking with or listening to tonight. So we want to start off with a short bio that you can share with. You know, I try to not put everything. I don't like it. I like for people to talk about themselves more than to hear other people talk about it. It's good to help people talk about you, but it's good to talk about yourself too. So we want to allow Sara Lena, and some people going to say, Sara, who's Sara is here? Let me get it clear so someone that just joined us ain't mistaken. Remember, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, Finer Womanhood.
Yes.
Share your bio, short bio with all our listeners and watchers.
Yes. So, Dr. Smith, I am, again, Sora, Lena Payton Webb. I am currently residing here in Daphne, Alabama. I'm originally from Detroit, Michigan. As you stated earlier, I'm a veteran of 21 years, 11 months, and 7 days. I retired back in 2012. I retired from the Army as an engineer officer. I'm a certified graphic designer of 30 plus years. I'm a therapeutic art coach. I'm a mom, a wife of your frat, My husband's name is Michael. He is a member of the Sigma chapter here in Mobile, as I'm a member of the Zeta chapter of Beta Delta Theta in Mobile. I'm a mom, a new grandmother. I have a grandbaby. He's 6 months old, so he's running everything and everybody. So I'm loving that phase of my life right now. And we are the owners of Blue Impressions Publishing here out of Mobile. And we are just trying to expand our gifts, helping other people to share their gifts with the world. And that's how I come to you today.
I tell you, that's awesome. And I do appreciate you taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. We're just trying to get the word out. And when we run across individuals, I know the word can be shared. And then being a part of the Blue and White family, I try to get as many guests from the sorority and fraternity as possible, because sometimes we have some of the best kept secrets that we always keep them quiet because we may not have the avenue to get them out. So when I started this in 2017, it actually started off with one show. This radio station started off with one show that we do talk radio, and now we have 17 shows. So I'm real excited from 2017 to today, where we are today, and as many artists and authors and vendors have come on here, we thank each and every one, particularly with you. And since you shared some awesome information, we're going to kind of start on trying to tie into what our title tonight's show and what the series is, Building Toward Achieving Our Dream. I know you mentioned you was in the military 21 years, and you like me, you got down to the last day. You know, you can count down the last day. I tell everybody, because I retired out of public education, and I had 36.8 years and 10 months. I'm counting everything, and see, it didn't stop there, because I continue to work, and I'm still working. I'm at higher education now, and I've been working in higher education for the last 6, going on 7 years. So time don't stop. So I got 36 dealing with K-12 or P-12. Now for an additional 6 to possibly 7 or 8 years, and so let's count that up. That's right at 40 plus years. I'm really excited about it. So let's talk about, like, as our title said, Building Toward Achieving Our Dreams. And I'd like you to take an opportunity to kind of share, you know, the dream you had, even with the publishing, and what put you in the position of a business owner. Was anything, even when you were in your career or even the military, was anything kind of got you in that point where you just said, well, now I'm building on achievement excellence. So my dream is excellent. Is there anything you can share that kind of tied in? You can just tie all that up in a bow and just talk about building toward achieving your dream when our title is Our Dream.
So, you know, that's a very interesting question, and it's a wonderful title and theme for your platform. But for me, I came into the space of publishing when I thought I was building my dream. So my dream was one that I thought I was going to stay in the Army till I was, you know, 40, 50 years, right?
Okay.
That was my dream. That's how I thought, right? But God had a different plan.
Yes.
He had a different plan. At the peak of my career, when I thought I was being all I can be, doing all the things, living my best life, I was diagnosed with cancer.
Okay.
I was diagnosed with cancer, and being a graphic designer by trade and a digital artist, one day I wake up and I have lost my eyesight.
Okay.
So, which caused me to be, you know, distraught, distressed, depressed, everything. And we've been doing that, been able to help other business owners as well as aspiring authors tell their stories as well as live their dreams through their words as well as art.
And that's awesome. I'm glad to see there's an opportunity out there for a lot of our artists, because that's one of the biggest challenges. We have quite a lot of things, put it together. Then we'd be asking the question, how do I get it published? I'm just saying that's what they ask. And then you find out some of the industry or the vendors that you have to go through sometimes just don't want to publish what you publishing company allows another avenue, because the word is out. You already have the word out, but you're going to have it out now in six companies. So truly, that's a great option, because we're going to make sure we're going to run your promo when it's talking about your company a lot more on our show. And it costs you nothing but this time you've given us now. Because there's no problem, because I want to make sure we make sure we get the word out. So as we look at that company and being an author, let's start with the author. Tell us about you as an author, then we're going to look at you as a business owner, and we're going to look at you as a publisher. And the reason I'm doing it is I want to break it down that way, because we have truly that's three different jobs. That's not one job. Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off as an author. Tell me about you as an author. Tell the audience. Tell me what you have published yourself, what books you have out there available that they can go to and the site they can check them out. Then we'll go to the publisher. Then we'll go to the business owner, okay?
All right. That sounds good. So, Lena, as an author, I'm a little different, so I like things that bring positivity, right? So I like anything that's positive and uplifting. As you see, I have some of my books back here. So I have a coloring book that's called, and this one is my favorite. Usually if I have to do a photo shoot or a brand, then she comes with me.
Okay.
She comes with me just simply because of the message, right? So the message is I decide my vibe. I don't give that power to anybody else. You don't get that luxury. You don't get that much control of me.
The next, either business owner or publisher, you mentioned something at the title of the book, I Decide My Vibe. What would be one thing you can share with our audience that just, you don't have to go into detail, there's one thing you can say with that title that can give people that idea, like you said, I Decide My Vibe. You know, what can you share with them just from that book? Even if it's, you know, it's a coloring book or whatever book it is, what can you share with them that help them understand? Some people don't know they decide they buy. They think other people decide they buy. Okay?
It is true, and that's a very valid statement. Like, a lot of people think, oh, well, this person comes in the room, they say something negative to me, or oh, I'm going to just react this way. Well, I wouldn't give them that much power to shift my attitude, to shift my demeanor. It takes a lot. So you're letting them get the best of you, right, in that space. I wouldn't give it to them. I just wouldn't. Some people do. Some people like that. Some people live off of that. But and I find that I operate a little different, and I operate in a space where I need to keep peace within myself and in my for my own self. So I think that being able to control your vibe and your attitude is the most powerful weapon you can have. And even in the form of books, right? People, we've all learned something. We've learned something, we've lived through something, we're expert in something. And to be able to use what we learn to control our own narrative in the form of a book and in words is empowering in itself. And a lot of people don't know that they have that power to do so.
And that's awesome. I tell you, because they're just people that have to realize we can't start waiting on someone else. I said, wow, that's awesome. I decide my vibe. And people have to realize that we have to live that way, that we're deciding what occurs. And then when it doesn't work in the way we want it, we have to understand that we have to come up with a plan B, C, D, E, L. And it's
the power to control it.
Mm-hmm. Power control, and that's the key to it right there, power control. And also on the next thing we want to focus on, we have several people joining us. And I'm going to do a commercial, and then I'm going to share about publisher, being a publisher, and then we're going to take a little, you know, we'll let our people that pay some bills right here pay, and I give a shout-out to the many people that are joining us as well. We have quite a few always, and I don't get everybody's name, but I try to give them a shout-out, because they'll come back when they hear the name call. So just being a publisher, what can you share with us in regards to being a publisher and the direction of the company you have and how it can really, really help individuals that are interested in probably publishing a book or needing help as an author? Let's talk about those. Mm-hmm.
All right. So as Elena, as a publisher, I will tell you our mission is to help the unique voice and story as well as the expertise. So maybe you know, had a lot of people say, well, I don't want to write about the thing that happened to me. Well, you overcame that thing, right? So you don't have to write about the thing that happened to you, but you can write about how you overcame it to help somebody else along the way. So we didn't go through the tests and the trials and all the struggles to keep some things to ourselves, right? We're supposed to share those things with the world and let someone learn from what you went through. So you may not have to tell about the thing, but you can tell them how you overcame it. Somebody is looking for you for some hope, right? Somebody is looking for you as some inspiration. And you can do that in the form of a book. You can do that as well. But our specialty is working with coaches and consultants and business owners and helping them create books, right, to help their brand and their business, which brings them additional stream of income. So a lot of people write a book, but then they don't know what to do with it. Like they write the book, they done sold the book to their mama, their neighbor, the church member, and then they're sitting with boxed books, right? They don't know what to do with it.
Yep.
So what we do is specialize in helping you come up with marketing strategies with your book. So we don't just publish your book and say, well, thank you, Dr. Kill, for letting us write, help you publish your book. We say, no, Dr. Kill, it's not time to get to work and get the book out there to the people that need to have it, right? So we come up with these marketing strategies. And we have a nonprofit that's associated with us called LitCon, and we put on these author expos, and our authors show up, and they speak about their book, and the audience, the community comes out and supports them, and they get to, and hence, then get to be in front of a new audience very often, so they're able to share their words with the world in a greater platform.
That's awesome. We have opportunities. We just have to get the word out and share it with others. And sometimes we think we're getting the word out, and sometimes people that need it might not be in that same proximity of what you're trying to do. So that's why we want WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, to get the word out, especially talking about what SORA is doing and the availability they have and should have. We're going to post up her information because she's going to make sure it's available. I put it on all the websites and I mean all the social media sites I have. And I'm telling you, I have at least 20. So, you know, because I want to get the word out about what we're doing here. But before we move on, I definitely want to give a couple of people a shout out. We got Mario Van Telefario, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, brother. We have Denise Stephanie, Minister Denise Stephanie out of Berkeley, California. And she has a ministry. She's been a co-host on this show, and also she's been here to talk about behind the mask ministry. And people don't realize we walk around with masks on our faces, and we don't understand that people need to know what's behind the mask. So we're talking about your intercept, and that we give her a shout out. Denise, thank you so much for being part. Give a shout out to Tony Brakey, a member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you. He's actually living over in Georgia, but he's still a member of the chapter in Greenville, Alabama. We have Miss Bush, EDS, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Give her a shout out. We have Lisa Jazzy, 34348, one of our service personnel in the Army. Thank you so much, actually, Becky, for serving in your service. And she's active right now so much for being a part of that. Then we have many others. I'm going to give a shout out later on TikTok. I have because it's see, they stream maybe 300 or 400 people coming up, and they come so fast. And I don't give a shout out to all of them, but I do my best to get to them. But I want to recognize a Blue and White Family venue. They've been supported from day one, and their advertisement. This is Mary Ruth Restaurant out of Georgetown, Alabama, the best Southern food in South Central Alabama. Come on. You know, it's one of those days you want to act up, huh? Well, I am sorry. I didn't want to play it, so Mary Ruth, don't get mad with me. But if you want to check them out, they have some of the best Southern fried food there is, all kind of food. You can give them a call at 334-549-0950. That is Brother Marvin Lala Smith, along with his wife, Sara Katrina Roper Smith, down in Georgetown, Alabama. They're located at 261 Highway 106 West, Georgetown, Alabama. So if you're traveling from Mobile, coming to Montgomery, you go through the exit, say Georgetown, Alabama. You get off, whether you're going north or south, as you get on going south, you take a right, cross the bridge and go, it's about a mile and a half. You can check them out. or you're coming from Mobile, get off on the Georgiana exit, take a right, keep going right, and go down a half a mile, 1.5 miles, you want to say, and check them out, and they have some of the best Southern food you can ask for. But, you know, sometimes things happen like this. They don't want to play like they want to play, so we're going to move forward. Again, I want to give a few more of the video, landscape_4_life. Kiana Beasley, thank you so much. We have a user, Ruth H., James D.G., Lassie Matthews. You have another user. Then you have God Disciple. You have GG218. You have Lee. You have Mildred Fitzpatrick joining us. Thank you, Mildred. You got Weeze. Thank you so much for your love. We have another user, Donald McNeese joining us. Thank you, Donald. Mary Max, Maxson, thank you so much. Sassy S. joining us. Yvonne, Connie Jones joining us. Melissa Rogers joining us. Thank you so much, Melissa. User, Pap, Cusco, thank you so much. Rutalin, thank you. Coco, thank you so much. We have Oleda, thank you. Dino, thank you for joining us. Mary, David Watson, and Jimmy Stagg. We have others. I'm not calling out everybody. I'm going to get them on the second round. But I said we have sometimes 200 or 300 people that's joining us. So we try to make sure we give them a shout-out. We have also we have Burma that's joining us. Thank you so much for taking time to be here. And all of y'all that feel a need to be here and be a part of this. So this is an awesome opportunity. On WBSW Radio, the internet station with number one, you can call in at 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line to identify the last 4 digits of your cell. Actually, your location, you chat with our special guest, Sarah Lena Payton-Webb, along with myself as the host of Dr. Lorenza D. Smith. So we truly thank you for taking time. You can comment in our comment section. You can have, if you got a question, get the question section, whatever you want to, but set up some likes. We love to get some likes. We love to have some hearts. So we like to see it as well. So, like I said, we're on 6 continents, so let's make it do what it do. That's before that. We talked about publishers. Now, the last part of it, which you have many other things we could talk about, but business owners. What can you share with when we're talking about building thought out? Achieving our dream for any individual that listens about it being a business owner?
I would say when it comes to living your dream and being a business owner, if you find where you can position yourself to be in business doing the thing that you love to do, right? Doing that thing that you can do effortlessly, that's where you need to be, right? So whatever that looks like, even if it's a hobby. So that if you have to start off as a hobby, right, and then later on as a business owner, switch it over to being a business owner, I think that would be what you would consider living your dream. And a lot of us, we don't look for that. So that's why I love the theme of the show, because a lot of us don't think that far. We just make it through the day. We're just in survival mode. We're not doing that thing that we love to do.
And I thank you so much on sharing that, because we do that. Some just make it through the day. We just don't know some of the time we run across people, and just a simple word of hello, how you doing, means a lot to some people. See, we think everybody operates like we are operating. Everybody in the same well-being as we are, and I always talk about the well-being, our mental, our physical, emotional, our spiritual, and financial. Everybody's not there. They may be in a point where they just need to hear you say hello to you. It's one thing I learned when I was an educator, and I worked my way up from a teacher all the way up to the central office. So I've been at every level of leadership or in education. When I was a principal, one thing that I made sure that is that every day, every morning, I would go out in the area where we have all our students, and this was a combination middle school, high school, 7 through 12. So, but we had them divided, but they would all come on the same bus. And I would go out and make sure I'm on this and I'm saying good morning to you. How y'all doing? Everything's going good. And they just want you, you know, starting the day, because we don't know what circumstances people go through in the night. We'll assume everybody go home to the home that we consider sometimes to be middle class, upper middle class, and upper middle class. Because some people do go home, they don't have food. The only meal they get is at school. The only thing kind they have saved them at school. That's why I advocate with a lot of educators that you need to be able to be the best in your craft. Not only just to present materials, but be the best people person you can be. Because the people you are influencing, children, and sometimes adults around you, need you to be able to share something kind with them. Share something that they need that's going to make their day better. So just knowing your, you know, what your vibe is. See, I go back to this, I decide my vibe. See, you know your vibe. And that'll lead us into the next segment. And it's about the book that you have coming out very soon, which is Love Doesn't Hurt. I can make sure I get so. I want to hear about it because I love to know what's in the future.
Yes. Love Doesn't Hurt is a collaborative book. So it's a few women. We got together and we've written this book on all things love and what shouldn't hurt in it, right? So it is various stories of overcoming hurtful relationships. Who has not went through a relationship where they've been hurt? Even Jesus was loved and hurt, right?
Yep.
So even he was loved and hurt, and so we all got together, we wrote these stories, and put them in form of this dynamic book that's going to be released soon. You can get a copy at lovedoesnthurt.com/Lena, and it's going to be out soon, and I'm telling you, it's going to be amazing. We're going to have a conference that comes with it, so if you get your copy, you also get a free ticket to the conference. So I'll make sure you get that information as well, Dr. Smith, so you can share with the girl. But yes, it is definitely a experience of women just sharing their stories and inviting others in the form of a book about love that should not hurt, and it shouldn't.
That's awesome. And
we all know it shouldn't.
Oh,
we all know it shouldn't, but it does.
But it does. That's the thing about it. And I just want to kind of jump in and just share something when you said about just love. I have a show called The Love. See, the L, the O, the V, and the E. And see, we share that on our show because it's more of a cafe, and we talk about the menu. You see, the L is having loyalty, likable, lovable. So those are things, and it's just love. And the O is being observant, you know. And the V is how do you value individual or how you value your relationship? See, and the E is everything. That's the love. And the cafe involves the menu just like you go to the restaurant. You have in that first, you start the appetizer is what? That lust. That's the beginning. Then the entree is the attraction. See, your entree, you know, you go buy something and you say, I want a steak. You look at that menu and you're attracted to it. Wow, man, I want that steak. And when you get it, you're like, ooh, I've been waiting on this. I'm going to use the steak. And then you come and think about our dessert. It's the attachment. Because, you know, your dessert is, you have something to eat, you say, you take it sweet, it tastes good, and it helps push that down. It puts that love down. It puts that attraction down, and it puts that attachment down. So truly, we talk about that in our cafe, and that love is an acronym we work on. And we have many other words that go with each one of those letter of the acronym and of love, the acronym, the L, the O, the V, and the E. But it all equals to one thing, how you can be empowered. Love, it allows you to be empowered. That means empowering yourself in life. And that's what we talk about. So truly, truly, I understand the title. Love doesn't hurt. And the thing about it, love should hurt. But in some cases, when a person hurt, humiliates you, and abuses you, and call it love, they ain't love. And that's awesome. I just want to make sure talk about the title and just kind of share some points on it, and I appreciate you doing that. The next thing we want to move forth and on is just looking at, you decided to be an author. You kind of shared a little bit of it in the beginning. What would you suggest those individuals to do want to be an author. Three publishing things, two books, and one of them is on love, and the other one's on education. And then my doctor's dissertation is published that you can go check it out as well because it's been published. But one of the things I learned is that whenever it hits me, I got to have some clothes on so I can write it out. I can be asleep and I wake up. I got to have a pad beside my bed and I write down stuff. So that's the example of using that I know that I do. God gives you vision, gives you thoughts, he works with you. And then if he'll wake you up enough to say, put this down on paper, then he'll lie you back down to sleep. And what we all say is the 23rd Psalm in the green pasture. Because he's preparing your soul for tomorrow. But I just want to know, I just use that as one of the things that I have encountered and used. What would you share with them? It don't have to be many, one or two, whatever. One is fine. It'll be good. We'll move forward with the show. We got about 14 minutes, so we'll move forward. Okay.
All right. So, yeah, so as far as writing, ways to write down what you're thinking or your process, like you said, you just keep something with you, right? That's one way. Something either by your bed, in your pocket, if you're on the go. Electronic, that's what works for me. I text stuff to myself all the time. I text it to myself or tell it to myself and come back to it and then use that as a starting point to grow with. And then if you have no idea or no clue where to start or what to start, that's when you need to call somebody. You need to call us and let us figure that thing out for you. Our company, we do everything from concept to creation. So we help people, even if they don't know exactly what to write, we can help you with that. Figure out what you want to write. First, we want to find out why you want to write it. Is it something to enhance your business, something you want to start as far as a business? Is it something you're trying to do just to have a different impact in the world? So we'll talk you through that. So it's almost like a little book business therapy.
Okay.
We'll have with you to figure out what it is that book you want to have is supposed to do in the world, and then we'll figure out the best way to do it. Should it be a coloring book? Should it be a journal? Should it be a self-help book? Should it be what kind of book it should be?
That's awesome. I mean, that's key. One thing about, you know, text yourself. Because the way we're so hooked to these supercomputers, which is a telephone, cell phone, then it'll be good. If a thought hits you, I'll take time to type in your thought. And truly, I'm going to say, I didn't mention that, but I'm glad you did because I use that as well. A lot of time I'll be at work or somewhere, and I'll take my phone, I got a notepad, and I'll type in topics for our next show because that topic hit me in and I want to not forget it, so I type it in there and I go back to that area where I have all that information typed in and look at, okay, now do I want to use that for the next show or what show I'm going to use it for, since, you know, there's so many shows. Like I said, there's 17 of and I'm pretty much hosting all except three of them. So I be saying, okay, I want to use it. Is it a relationship though? Is it just we have a show we deal with preparing, building, and supporting boys to be impactful men. We do that on the first Tuesday of the month and the third Thursday of the month. And we just continue to talk to put things out on the radio that can help our maybe our parents prepare our boys to be successful. We've been on a spin with financial literacy. We want our young men to be financial literate, and I get the question, when should they start? I say, as soon as possible. See, the first time you start with any boy or girl, you start with a piggy bank. They learn about savings. And don't just let them save and crack it. If you crack it, you take it to the bank and let them be right there and show them how to deposit the money in the bank. That's just one thing for granted. We've done that already, meaning we've got piggy banks. Let's involve our little, and particularly nothing. Don't get me wrong. People say, well, you ain't talking about the girl. But I'm sharing it because that is our thing for the last 2 years, preparing and supporting, building our boys to be impactful men. We want our boys to come out to be men that you're going to talk positive about. We don't want them where you're talking about, yo, I'm sorry, man. You know, we don't want that. So we're doing it by doing it early, and we're getting to the parents. I know a lot of children are in school. When we do this show, we do it at 1 o'clock. But parents are there listening to it. Maybe it's something to help them. So that's just one way, and I just wanted to share. But before we move forward, I want to give a chance. I got to, again, attempt to pay some bills because I missed out on what I did to get it the last time. It didn't come in. I'll give it a try again. If not, I'm going to verbally do it if I can't get it to pay.
That's right, hard work. Check out L&T, Starworth Lawn Service, LLC, the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. For more information, call Mr. Tony Starworth at 334-300-7401. Again, that's 334-300-7401. Or just go to Facebook and check out Anthony Starworth. DM Anthony and he can connect with you. So we look forward to making it do what it do.
I want to thank L&T Starworth Lawn Service, LLC in South Central Alabama. That's Mr. Anthony Starworth. You can go to Facebook, type in Anthony Starworth, and you can populate his information, and you can direct message him, and or you can give him a call at 334-300-7401. They are the manicure expert in South Central Alabama. Keep that belt in there from South Montgomery County all the way down to Monroe County. So he stays in that area where he do a lot of lawn service. Moving of, you want your land clean off? You know, we have 55,000 acres. He'll go in there and clean it off, but you had to connect him. So we thank him. He's a member of 5-8 Sigma Fraternity that's investing in what we're trying to do here on WDSW Radio. So God is good, and we're thankful for it. As we move forward to get ready to close out, we have talked about pretty much the publishing, the author. Now, I do want to go back to something that even though you shared with them how they can do it, but is there a certain writing process they need to have if they want to be an author? Is it just what should they focus on? Because some people say, you know, you need to be an individual that write a whole lot, or is it a particular one you would, you know, there are many, but if you say what may work best, even doing what you did, what was the best writing process that you used to do it?
I would recommend writing about what you know. Write about that thing you know, and use that. Start with that. Start with what you know because it's already in you, or start with what you've experienced because that's already in you, right? And use that as leverage because you know that. That thing that you know that you're passionate about, start with those things, write about those, and I guarantee you that before you know it, you've probably written a volume of books because you know it's in your heart. I think people run into a block when they're writing about stuff that really doesn't resonate when they're just writing it because they think somebody, you know, thinks that that's the thing, it's the fad. But if once you write about what you know, what you're passionate about, whatever your ministry is in life, some people don't see it as a ministry, but that's what it is, whatever your calling is or your gift or your passion, whatever it is, if you write about that thing or write about that experience of how you overcame it, you don't have to write about who did something to you, but you can write about how you recovered from it, right, and how it changed you and how you made it through to the other side. I guarantee you won't have a problem writing. I guarantee you'll be able to put together the book in no time. And then you'll have people ready to read it because they want to know how you did it so they can do it.
That's awesome. And truly, everything here is nothing but a plus for you, your interest. But this is on WDSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to have an opportunity to have an awesome guest. We said special, but she's an awesome guest. And that's Sarah Lena Payton. Well, join us. Like I said, I'm excited. A great state. She's in the great state of Alabama now. Where she comes from is stuff different. It's just, and that's as far as north as you get up 75 in New York. But she's here in Alabama. And she's, matter of fact, she's in South Alabama. And we thank you for taking time to be a part of what we're trying to do here. We still want you to be able to call in And if you have any questions, we've got people on the board, but they sometimes they just listen. If you have that opportunity to listen, we appreciate that. But the calling number is 347-857-4192. As we get ready to close out, we'll take any questions that you may have talking to our listeners and watchers. And I also want to take an opportunity to shout out to some individuals. Jim Stagg is joining us. Thank you, Mary. Thank you for joining us. We also have Sandra, some people, Sandra, Priscilla Williams, Mr. G joining us. And we have a user, which is individuals that put down a number instead of putting down her name or handle. Thank you so much for joining us. Arnetta, thank you so much. Travis Home, Travis joined us. Thank you so much. And he's one of our listeners that's joined us all the time. We thank you so much for being here. We also want to give a shout out to Anisha Jones. We have Arilla Hall, another user. And we have many more. And before we end, I'll pretty much tell you what our number count is. And I can't call out everybody, and I will tell you, be surprised. I can't call out everybody's name, but I do my best to try to get as many individual names shouted out as possible. As we get ready to close out, Sora, I want to just touch back on something you did recently, and then want you to share your upcoming event. And that was the Sip and Chill? What was it? Sip and something that you all had.
It was a radio broadcast interview here with a local radio station here in Mobile, and it was wonderful. It was with Inspire You, which is a local media company here. It was a really good time, and that was Saturday. But this weekend, I had the opportunity to receive an award in Orlando at the My Sister, My Brother's Keeper Retreat, which was put on. They had High Tribute there as a guest speaker. Tiffany Andrews was there performing as well. Cynthia Bailey was there as well. So it was a wonderful time as well. So, yeah, we are an award-winning publishing company. We won quite a few just this year alone, and we just in March. So we're excited to see what the rest of the year is going to be like. Yes.
That is awesome. So when I saw that, this other thing they're doing, if you go to a page and make a request to be a friend, and you can kind of see some of the things. But when I saw that, I said, "Sip and Chill on the radio." That might be.
Yeah, Sip and Chill. I don't know what they were sipping.
Hey, for technology, but everything, a lot of things that are virtual, a lot of the same people with organization will have the people who might do virtual, and when you have an assistant, I have something after the meeting and everything, they have the same opportunity to have the same beverage at their home and go with it. So it's there, and even though our natural disasters brought us to where we are now, it is being used. That's just like with having these opportunities, social media. People don't realize before this was not happening, because even with a radio station, you would just be focusing on your local area. But you have the internet, but to be broadcasting where people will actually see you on these different devices is something. That's why we're so excited to be the number one. See, this business God blessed me with back in 2017. And like I said, started off one radio station on Blog Talk Radio. I mean, one show on Blog Talk Radio. It was a sports talk show. That's what we originated from, a sports. Because I was down when I lived in South Florida. On Sunday, I was with a team of individuals. We did a show from 4 to 5, and it was a relationship show. So I was on the radio station, WMBM, along with, and it's a AM station, along with four other people. So I was like, wow, man, I think I can do it. But I didn't see it like that, but God blessed me to be laid down in the green grass there. He laid me in my bed. He touched me with a vision. So this is where we are from 2017. This vision right here has come from one show, which was called Real Talk About Sports, to where we are now with the 17 shows. See, God is good, and being broadcast in 43 countries. seven different devices. God is good. He's awesome. So I'm excited about that. But as we get ready to close out, I really, really want her to share some upcoming events. She mentioned about the different skill and some awesome award. We say congratulations to you and to your organization and your business and all the support you have. All of them as well need to be recognized. And I'm just saying, I want to say that to the team that you work with, because you're not doing it by yourself. And we're doing it by the grace of God. So we give him all the accolades that need to be, because he brought us a mighty long way. But the point is, there are some upcoming events or some things you have planning besides the book coming out. You may have some other things coming. You just want to share and how they can connect or contact you and your organization.
Yes. So outside of the book coming up, we will be speaking in Canada. So I'll be speaking internationally in May. That's amazing as well. Then we'll have those book author expos I was speaking of earlier. We have some of those coming up this summer. So look out for those where local and international authors will be present to speak with you and share their stories with you as well. And you can reach us at Blue Impressions Graphics and Blue Impressions Design on social media, on all social media platforms. And then the website is Your Artistic Expression. YourArtisticExpressions.com, and that's our website. And Blue without the E, so Blue Impressions Design on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. And I look forward to hearing from everybody. And it has been indeed a pleasure, Dr. Smith, and a good time as well.
I tell you, it's truly awesome to have you and accepting the invitation. And see, people got to be surprised that, you know, I'm always on here connecting with individuals, especially my brothers and my sisters, because sometimes we can be the quiet kept secret because we do our work and then we don't want to know and get the word out, because I mean, I don't know what it is. So I say about it is, I'm going to make sure every time I can see a sister or brother that might want to come on and share what they're doing, hopefully they'll be willing to come on. And I do that. That's what I do. And like I said, my sponsorship is brothers and sisters doing, willing to invest in this. And we, I'm not discarding anybody else. Now, please don't, another D9. Thank you all D9s for joining us. But I do open the book up, and my guess has not been just the members of the Blue and White family, but just every organization. I have had a guest come on here and talk about their venue or talk about their product or whatever it may be. And we just wanted to be available. We thank you so much, my sister, to take time. And I want, and you can tell my brother, thank him, because, his time with you is invaluable. I know you're doing things, but if you're going to come and you're successful, I think it works hand in hand. So I want to tell my brother Michael, thank you for allowing your Blue and White Internet station. We're number one, and we're so glad to have you again. Thank you so much. And truly, it's a blessing. And before I get ready to close out, I want to make sure I can get my Mary Ruth restaurant. And the last one is from the chapter that supports them. I have two or three others, but I can offset those. But something was going on with the internet, but now I think we might be back up. My prayer it is.
Are you looking for home-cooked food in a family-friendly environment? Well, look no further than Mary Ruth's.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant.
Located at 261 State Highway 106 in beautiful Georgiana, Alabama.
Great food in a family-friendly environment.
Mary Ruth's Restaurant offers home-cooked breakfast. All the fixings, you name it, they've got it. And not just home-cooked breakfast. Home-cooked breakfast, lunch, and dinner items. Mary Ruth's Restaurant specializes in a meat and three vegetables meal. And meat and three. Also, home-cooked hamburgers, Philly cheesesteak sandwiches, and much, much more. Seafood lovers, Mary Ruth's Restaurant has seafood Fridays. Barbecue Saturday. And it's all caught fresh and made from scratch, including the desserts and so much more. Mm-mm good. Stop by.
261 West 8 Highway 106 in Georgiana. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Call today, 334-362-4032. That's 334-362-4032. Mary Ruth's Restaurant. Home-cooked meals. Family-friendly environment. Great food. Who could ask for more in a restaurant? Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Breakfast from 7 a.m. until 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday. Lunch from 11 until 2. And dinner from 5 until 9. Barbecue Saturdays begin at 11 a.m. and last until 9. Mary Ruth's Restaurant in Georgiana. Home-cooked food with a family-friendly environment. Come on by. Sunday dinner from 11 a.m. until 5 p.m.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Brother Marvin, Lala Smith, and Sarah Katrina Roper Smith down in Georgiana, Alabama. They not only just have the restaurant, they have a funeral home along with a headstone business, and they just growing. And they're Blue and White family, not only just the brother and the sister, their daughter. And I want to give their daughter a shout out. Their daughter is here in Montgomery, and she's the head of, she's the second black person elected to this position in Montgomery, but it's all over the country. But I can't say I'm talking. Her name is Quinetta Mitchell, and she's been voted by Alpha Rho Zeta chapter in Montgomery, Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, as a community leader of the year. And she, we'll give her a shout out. And truly, we're so thankful that her son, Tay, he's Brother Tay, he's in Atlanta area, in the Georgia area. And matter of fact, his wife is also a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Dr. Likely over there. And then their son is over in college, and he's getting ready to consider crossing the fence as well. So that Blue and White family is continuing to expand generation after generation. So truly, it's a blessing to have our guests here tonight, and I just want to truly say thank you again. I was hoping my co-host would join us, but she's going to have a guest on. They said listening to as well. They said we want the guest to talk. We don't want to talk. So we thank you so much for taking time. And as we get ready to close out, hopefully we can continue to connect, and whatever's going on, you can share it with me so I can make sure I post it on all of our social media sites so people can see it, and I continue to run it and run it and run it. And if it's all right with you, the version that you had on Facebook, that I can also run it on my show as well.
Absolutely.
Like I said, it's no charge. Because I just want to make sure, and I wanted to bring it so you can know and people can hear exactly what you're doing. So it's truly, and then you share the word so they can hear from the horse's mouth. Truly, God. Thank you so much, my sister. And as we get ready to close out, I always tell everybody, and this is just my routine I make sure I do. I tell everybody I love them. I love you for just taking time to be a part. See, we wouldn't be here if it wasn't from you, for you. It's from my heart. It's truly from my heart. Because I wouldn't ask anybody for anything else. I wouldn't offer to give you love unless I truly want to say it's coming from my inner self, which is my heart. I can't do it without you. Thank you so much for being a part of this. And as we get ready to close out, I want to pay our last promise, and then I'll do my normal get out of here that I do. And this is actually one of them. It's from the chapter, but they changed it up just a little bit. And I told her I like the other one that we had, but I'm going to play this one as well. This is from Zeta Phi Sigma chapter of Greenville, Alabama, of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. And we truly want to play this one because, see, God is so good. He blessed this organization, my organization, Zeta Phi Sigma. Come on.
It is indeed a pleasure to talk about the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma chapter in Greenville, Alabama. The most progressive brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. They're providing service. They're standing up to the motto, culture for service and service for humanity. If you want to contact those brothers, you can go to Facebook, Zeta Phi Sigma
Greenville, or you can go to Instagram, and that's Sanctified Sigma Greenville, which is number 10. And if you want to tweet those brothers, that's Sanctified Sigma _ 10. Brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity, we're proud of you. Make it do what it do.
Will be at 6 o'clock tomorrow. And as we close out again, I like to tell everybody, hashtag responsible, hashtag keep on grinding, hashtag make it do what it do, hashtag we got this, and finally, I love you, and there's a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening, and we'll talk to you again, like tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Everybody, good night. Good night, Sora.
Good night.
Yeshiva Marshall, Leslie Carvin, X. Thank you so much, people. And follow you back. Follow you back. TikTok. We have 130 nights. 130. 201. 130. No, it's been a lot. 130. We had 2. Facebook. Facebook, we had 4. IG, we had 5. YouTube, we had 1. Congratulations, what we got this time. Gift rich, one task to complete. Huh? Thank you.